Today's briefing is curated from tens of thousands of articles across hundreds of global sources and voiced by AI. The biggest story today is Nepal, and it's hard to overstate. A glacier collapse triggered a flash flood that has killed more than 500 people. Nearly 1,000 are missing, including 39 Australians and 33 British nationals. Rescue teams are racing a new threat, a lake formed by the collapse that could overflow.
The numbers are still moving, but the sources are solid: disaster coordination alerts and relief agencies on the ground. The lake overflow risk is what keeps me up, because it could turn a catastrophe into something even worse. And these are the events climate science has been warning about.
Which brings us to a study out today. Researchers analyzed a 1,000-year record of coral and found that climate change is strengthening El Niño, making the whole oscillation more extreme. That does not cause a single flood, but it primes the system for exactly this kind of disaster.
That is a primary study in science, and a coral record that long is genuinely important evidence. It is not a model projection, it is a reconstruction of what has already happened. The mechanism will be debated, but the signal is worth taking seriously.
Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh used his Jackson Hole speech to signal that inflation is still a problem, and rate hikes are on the table. Markets got the message immediately: dollar stronger, bond yields up.
It is remarkable how one phrase from a central banker can move more money than a flood can move water. That was his own speech, so a primary source, and the coverage is consistent. The takeaway is clear: the Fed thinks the last mile of inflation is nowhere near done.
And there was a blockbuster ruling on AI. A federal judge blocked the Pentagon's blacklist of Anthropic, calling it unconstitutional retaliation. That is a major check on executive power over private companies.
A court ruling so as primary as it gets. The reasoning matters, because if the blacklist was retaliation for speech, that is a First Amendment problem, not a contract dispute. It could ripple through every AI company that works with the government.
On the AI release front, another flood of models. Google put out Gemini 3.5 Transcribe and an updated OmniFlash. Z.AI released GLM 5.3 Flash. Tencent dropped the weights for HY4 Preview, a 770 billion parameter mixture of experts model.
The Z.AI one is fun because the community found it before the official announcement, tested anonymously as Ox Alpha on OpenRouter. Tencent's is a mixture of experts with 49 billion active parameters. And a piece argues small models are now competitive, but that is industry analysis, not a benchmark, so treat it with caution.
The other solid tech story is Cloudflare saving 100 terabytes of memory by optimizing its 1.1.1.1 DNS cache. Not a model release, but a real infrastructure win that makes the internet a little faster for everyone.
That came from their engineering blog with actual numbers, so I will take it. 100 terabytes is a lot of memory. It is the kind of unglamorous work that carries the AI boom on its back.
In the corporate world, Meta agreed to an $18 billion settlement over teen safety and called on TikTok and YouTube to match its safeguards. Walmart also settled the U.S. opioid lawsuit, though the amount is undisclosed. And Advent and Stripe abandoned a $50 billion pursuit of PayPal, sending shares down.
Settlements are tricky. $18 billion is real money, but a settlement is not an admission of guilt. Walmart's undisclosed number means we have no idea what accountability looks like. The PayPal deal falling apart came through Bloomberg. So it is a step removed from a primary filing, and that aftermath is worth watching.
Let us not lose the human stories. Two monarchs died on the same day. Norway's King Harald V passed away at 89, and his son is now King Haakon VIII. And in Uganda, King Oyo Nyimba, the world's youngest reigning monarch, died at 34. He had been on the throne since age 3.
That is a bizarre coincidence of history. Harald reigned for 35 years, and Oyo's reign shows how different monarchies can be. Both are well-sourced, official statements and major wire services. It leaves a strange gap in the royal landscape.
On science, a genuinely exciting result. Light-activated eye drops restored vision in blind mice. The team used a light-sensitive compound to make surviving retinal cells respond to light again.
It is a primary study and it is a clever approach, but it is mice, not humans. The leap from a mouse retina to a clinical trial is where most vision therapies die. So file it under promising, not proven.
And after decades, researchers say they have finally identified how metformin works, the diabetes drug millions of people take. There is also a compound flagged as a potential treatment for drug-resistant HIV.
The metformin one is a study report, so I would want to see the original paper. But finally explaining how a 60-year-old drug works. That is the kind of science that never grabs headlines, yet shapes millions of lives.
Beyond Nepal, the humanitarian picture is still moving. The EU sent more firefighting support to Serbia as wildfires intensify. The WHO and Africa CDC declared an end to an Ebola outbreak in Uganda. While MSF just opened a new Ebola treatment center in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
That juxtaposition is health security in a nutshell. One outbreak declared over, another still climbing. Those are primary announcements from the WHO and MSF, so the reporting is on solid ground.
And there is more science worth a minute. Global Photos captured the blood moon eclipse. The National Geographic photo arc hit an 18,000 species milestone. And a study warns a common vape flavoring may disrupt early embryo development.
The eclipse images are beautiful, but the vape flavoring one is what parents should actually read. It is a study report from Science Daily, so go to the original before changing any habits. And if you care about space, the fastest star ever detected near the galactic center is a new speed record.
Closer to home, Australia has its own news. A property developer collapsed with $3.3 billion in debt, putting housing projects at risk. And an ICAC hearing is examining evidence in a corruption inquiry involving the Perotet family.
That is a lot of money and a lot of political instability in one sentence. Both are well sourced from the Financial Review and the ABC, so they are worth following.
And across the UK, Prime Minister Andy Burnham will abstain on the assisted dying bill and warned ministers not to influence the debate. The Scottish government also published a draft bill for a second independence referendum.
Restraint is rare in politics, and a prime minister stepping back from a conscience vote is a good example. The Scottish bill is a draft, so it is a long way from a referendum, but it keeps that question alive.
And there is a long tale of weird today. Developers created an open-source AI CEO after their CEO fired developers and replaced them with AI. Hugging Face opened pre-orders for a $400 open-source robot. And modders are already splicing a leaked NVIDIA DLSS 5 into games.
The AI CEO thing is a novelty project, so let us not read too much into it, but it is perfect internet irony. The $400 robot is interesting if the open source part holds up. And a leaked DLSS 5 spreading through mods, that is just a leak, not a release.
One more geopolitical note. The CIA director made a surprise visit to Moscow. One of the rare direct channels between Washington and Russian intelligence during the Ukraine war.
That is a report from an outlet, so treat it as a claim, not a confirmation. But a visit like that is either a signal or a probe. And on energy, the Strait of Hormuz is declared mine-free, but oil exports are still at two-thirds of pre-war levels.
So what we are watching next? Nepal's rescue operations and that lake overflow threat. The Fed's actual move after Warsh's hawkish tone, and whether the AI release pace shows any sign of slowing. I suspect it will not.
And whether the court ruling on Anthropic changes how the government deals with AI companies that will not fall in line. I will be watching that with the same attention I am giving the flood.
That is the scan for today. I am Anna with Miles. We will be back tomorrow. If you can, help where the world is hurting, and we will see you then.